Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
There is hope for everyone. Amen. There is hope for everyone. There's a man that we're going to read about today, and I'm going to try and take my time. I've got a habit of speaking too fast, so I'm going to try and take my time today. Amen. And I'm going to try and give it to you in the slow jam, as my late bishop used to say. Amen. But I want to let you know there is a hope for everyone. There's a title for this. The title would be, "There is a hope for everyone." And when you say this to me, there is a hope for everyone. Look at someone next to you. There's a hope for you. And listen to me. The person next to you might be, listen, a low-down, dirty scoundrel. But you just tell them, there is a hope for you. There's hope for you. Your friend may be doing some things that they shouldn't be doing. But just let them know, listen, there's hope for you. You listen to a man, listen to me, I never smoke weed. I consume trees, field, and green belt land. Listen to me, man. I smoke, I drink, I fight. I got 10 stitches in my head. I done some things that I'm not proud of. I've done something now. There's some things that I can't even speak on air. Amen. But listen to me. God took me out of darkness. He plucked me out, turned my life around. Amen. And he made me a new creature. The Bible says any man in Christ is a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away and all things have become new. And I truly believe there's some people out there, they just want a change. You want a change and you're desperate for change. If this is you, just keep listening. Stay locked in. If this is you, you're desperate for change. You say, I want to change. The life that I'm living, I know there's more. There's got to be more. There are Christians at the sound of my voice, and you're saying the same thing. There's got to be more than me just going to church every Sunday and listening to a good sermon, paying my tithes and giving, and just serving. There's got to be more. I want to let you know there is more. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called a relationship with God. It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. There is more. When we're walking with God, listen to me, there has to be desire for more. The Bible says Enoch had such a desire for more that God took him. He walked with the Lord. And this is the season, this is the times that we have, God's people have to walk with the Lord. Enoch walked with God and he was not. Why? Because God took him. And let me tell you something, those that are walking with the Lord in these last days, there's something called the rapture, the great catching away that's about to take place. Amen. And I truly believe that churches need to be preaching more about the rapture, because at any time we could be caught away in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. At any time, amen, we could be raptured. And it's time for God's people not to be getting ready, but to be ready. We're not going to be like the five foolish virgins, but we're going to be like the five wise virgins that have got oil in their lamp, ready for the master. Because at any time the bridegroom is going to call, behold the bridegroom cometh. Amen. So we want to be ready in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to speak to you about the grace of God. Amen. I want to speak to you about the grace of God. If you've got your Bibles, turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 33. 2 Chronicles verse 33. If you have your Bible, 2 Chronicles 33. Someone tried to call in. You're going to have to wait, amen. Man, I should turn off the phone. That's where I put it on. Do not disturb. Do not disturb, because I'm speaking to God's people in the name of Jesus. Let me just make sure this is on. Do not disturb, because I'm speaking to God's people. Given the word, amen. This is an intimate time. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 33, Manasseh was 12 years old and he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Underline that. Please underline that. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down. He reared up altars for Baalim. He made groves and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, whereof the Lord has said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. He built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments, used witchcraft, and dealt with familiar spirits and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of God,
which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the court ordinances of the hand of Moses. So Manasseh made Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to err or go into error, and do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake unto Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon him the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the fawns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And when, verse 12 and last, and when he was in affliction, I'm going to say that again, when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And he prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him, and he heard his supplication, and brought him again to Jerusalem, into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Father, I just want to thank you and we praise you. I just want to bless you for this word. I want to thank you and I praise you, Father, for the listeners. I want to thank you and I praise you for those that have locked in today. Many that have a desire for supernatural changes in their life, in their heart, in their mind, in their soul. Many have a supernatural desire for supernatural changes in every area. They're saying, God, here I am, send me, I'm ready, use me, change me. I want to see changes in my life, changes in my family, changes in my marriages. There are many, Father God, have done evil, done wrong. Many are listening, maybe for the first time that they have tuned in and they're wondering, what are we talking about? What is this all about? What is this Christianity thing about? Lord, I pray that the word will come that will cut the hearts of men, bring sinners to repentance, that will bring about, Father God, change and transformation in the hearts and the minds of your people. We thank you that those that are locked in, their lives will never ever be the same again. In the name of Jesus, you said the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life, Lord God. So God, touch my lips right now. Speak through me. Put the words in my mouth that will make a difference to someone's life. Lord, you know where they are right now. Someone is at the verge of doing something wrong, on the verge of making a grave mistake. God, I pray that this word will take them off the broad road and bring them onto the narrow road. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's someone that may be sitting in prison right now, bound in affliction. Lord, I pray, Father God, that their ears will be open and their heart will be attent, Father, to what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to transmit to them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just honor you and we welcome you right now. And we thank you in advance that your people's life will never be the same again. We seal this prayer with the blood and we thank you for what you're about to do on this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. It's like I said, the title before is There is Hope for Everyone. And I don't know where you are and I don't know what you've done. I don't know how long you've been doing it. And I don't know who you've been doing it with, but I want to let you know there's a God that will forgive you, and there's a God that loves you, and there's a God that is standing at the door of your heart, and he simply knocks. He will never force his way into your life, but he simply knocks, and he's saying, come, open up. I want to change you. I want to come and sup with you. I know what you're going through. I know the things that you're hiding. I know the secrets that you're hiding. I know the things that you can't even tell your mother. I know the things that you keep back from everyone. I know the facade that you're putting on. I know the act that you're putting on. And God is saying, listen, you can be real with me. Listen to me. There are many people at the sound of my voice. You put on the act when you go outside. You put on the makeup, the shirt, the suit, the tie, the heels. You put on this whole makeup and you put on this whole facade to pretend to be someone that you're not. And God is saying, listen, you can be real with me because I know all about you, but yet I still love you. And I want to let you know there is hope for everyone. I want to talk about a man that was evil in the sight of the Lord. He done so much evil, it's unbearable. I want to let you know that this man's evil reached heaven. When it comes to doing evil, this man was a champion. He had the gold. And his name was Manasseh. And it's funny when it comes to this about this man. This man is very young when he started railing. But this man had a great father. So I want to let God's people know, listen to me, the fact that you had good parents doesn't necessarily mean you'll be a good person. There are some people that I know, listen to me, they had parents that tried their best to keep them on the straight and narrow, stay away from the friends, stay away from the company. And listen to me, when your parents say something like, listen, you see that person, he's not good for you. Let me tell you something now, our parents see further than us because they've been around longer than us. So I want to speak to some young people here. When someone tries to tell you something, don't harden your heart. Because listen to me, God places parents and pastors and mentors in our life, amen, that will try to steer us away from danger. And this man had a good father, father that loved the Lord, Hezekiah. He done so much good. He trusted the Lord. Amen. He cleared out the house of the Lord. He done so much good. But a good father does not necessarily automatically result in a wise son. And I want to talk about the grace of God on this man's life. This man reigned the longest. And this man done some things where, listen to me, by rights he should have died a long time ago. We're going to learn about a man who, in my opinion, according to the word of God, listen to me, he should have been wiped out a long time ago. His name was Manasseh. Now Manasseh is originally the name given by Joseph's son and his second son to make me say son, his first son. He said, the Lord has made me to forget. This man had a great father, one of the best, but a wise father will not always ensure a wise son. A good son, everyone will tell you, will make you their own choices. Sons will make their own choices. Children will make their own choices. But when God gives you a wise father, listen to me, there's sometimes, I don't know, I talk to my children, I talk to many young men and young women when I'm on the streets, and I say, listen to me, listen, stop selling the drugs, man. Come out the gangs. Listen to me, it's only going to end in two things. It's either going to be death or prison, and you don't want them. Those are not good choices. And I try to speak to many young people and I say, listen, I've been there. I know what you're going through, but you've got to know when you're making the wrong decisions. Wrong decisions will only lead to the wrong outcome. So I tried to talk to these young people. And the Bible says that God tried to speak to this young man, but this man would not listen. And he said he'd done more evil in the sight of the Lord than to the abominations of the people around him. He said he'd done more evil than the wicked, than those that do not know God. The Bible says that in verse 3 that he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he rid up altars for Baal. Now Baal worship was outlawed in Israel. Baal worship was like the total opposite. They'd have temple prostitutes. They'd have to do things that they shouldn't do, that wouldn't even talk over the airways. He started serving all kinds of false gods, and he came up with false beliefs. And false beliefs lead to a false lifestyle, amen, and false principles. I'm going to say that again. When you start to serve false gods, it leads to false beliefs. And false beliefs lead to a false lifestyle. And false lifestyles lead to false practices. This man was practicing all kinds of evil. And not only that, he was causing God's people to do the same. And it's one thing when you're doing evil, but it's a totally different thing when you're leading other people astray. Now, God takes that very seriously. Listen to me, because so the leader goes, so the people go. So it's important that we pray for our leaders. This is why Timothy says, listen to me, I beseech you that prayers must be made for kings and for leaders and all those in authority. Why? They may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Amen. This is good and acceptable with God. It will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of God the Father. So we have to pray for our leaders, pray for our prime ministers, pray for our kings. Amen. Because if they start to do evil and they set evil laws, so the leader goes, so the land goes. Amen. So we have to pray for leaders.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.